Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Thank you very much for joining us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already today, we thank you for that too. Stephanie Winston is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's been helping her conduct a series on getting us organized. We've been talking about lots of different organizational thoughts, and we're going to continue that today. Stephanie is the founder and the director of The Organizing Principle, a New York City-based consulting firm. She's a best-selling author, including books like Organized Executive, also one I'm holding in my hand, Getting Organized. It's the revised and updated edition. She sold something under a billion copies all over the world, folks, and all the way into outer space. She's our good friend. Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much. And I would wish I would have sold a billion copies.
Well,
a million we'll have to do.
From my mouth to God's ears, you know.
Indeed.
We'll have to keep working on that. Okay. Give us a short tour, just a real short little summary of what we've already talked about in the last couple of 3 weeks.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me back up just a little bit and say that Office Depot and I have put together the Office Depot 5-Day Office Makeover Plan, and we have created a brochure together, which if our listeners would like it for free, you go to officedepot.com/get-organized, and it's a brochure that is organized to help everyone get organized in a 5-day program, 30 minutes a day, to help you launch. And our series, Jim, that we've been working on is kind of organized around that format of the 5-day office makeover plan. And we have talked already about two of the most important elements of getting organized. In our first get-together, we talked about clutter. And, you know, clutter is simply a decision that hasn't been made yet. And here are your four decisions. Toss, you can throw a document away, and this applies to paper and to email. Refer, meaning you're going to pass it on to someone else or discuss it with someone else. A for action, a personal task you must do. And F for file. And I call this the trash system. And then in our second program, which is, you know, again, one of the absolute keys to organization, we talked about the to-do list, about getting things done, about task management. And today, we're going to go back to trash, but we're going to concentrate on the F, on filing, da-da-da-da-da, and how to find what you need when you need it, and not have stuff get lost somewhere in your, you know, in your voluminous files, whether they're paper or they're email.
You know, Stephanie, and by the way, folks, I have a copy of this little booklet that it's really what I think of it as, this organizational booklet that Stephanie's come up with, Stephanie in Office Depot, and thank you, Stephanie, for making it available.
My pleasure.
We're gonna give that website out again later on so you can know where to go get it. Folks, it's a great PDF file that you can download, and it'll really help you. Okay, now filing isn't it interesting that filing has become over the years, over the centuries, really, I guess you could say, such an important business activity?
Well, you know what happens with filing.
I mean, there actually is a file. There's a job description for filing. The file clerk, the famous
file clerk. The file clerk. And,
yeah.
And the file clerk traditionally, of course, would be, let's say, a broader position in a corporation of record, what we would call more formally records retention. But
they're the company librarians, aren't they?
Well, they really are. But you know what people don't think of in relation to filing so much is how each individual person, we all need to save stuff for retrieval. And this is where people really go wrong. Because you know what happens? It's like people look at a document. Let me talk first about paper, and then we'll switch to email and computer-based filing. But filing, of course, traditionally began first with paper. So you look at a piece of paper that's come across your desk, and you say, you know, I don't quite, I think I want to keep this, but I'm not really sure. And so you put it to the side of your desk, and of course, before you know it, you've just built up an awful lot of stuff that you'll, you know, it's like gone, basically. It's maybe sitting on your desk, but it's really gone. So let me start off with a few surefire filing strategies, okay? Three of them, actually. First of all, filing is not about storage. It is about retrieval. And that's why the name that you put on the file is so important.
Say,
it makes your life so much simpler.
Say that again. I think that's an important thing. Filing is not...
is not for storage. It is about retrieval. And I would say that...
anybody can put a file in a file drawer, but it takes an organized person to be able to go get what they need when they need it.
Oh, Jim, I love that. You are such a phrase maker.
Well, I'll tell you, this is from pain. I'm saying this. Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with Stephanie Winston. She's helping us get organized. It's 2012. I'm Jim Lysingame. Here's Chicago to take us out.
As I was walking down the street one day.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Stephanie Winston. She's helping us get organized, and we're talking about filing. I love what you said, Stephanie. Filing is not for storage. It's for retrieval.
Yes, it is. And you make such a great point.
We need to keep saying that because when we think about putting something up, I mean, how many times, and I'm the worst in the world, Stephanie, is saying saying to my folks, where is so-and-so?
I know.
Where is this? You know, and I expect them to come up with it. And
well,
you know what?
Well,
usually they do. Usually they do because they know I'm going to ask for it.
But, you know, that means it's someone who's filing on your behalf, which is absolutely fine.
That's exactly right.
They know how to do it. And here's one of the real keys. The actual name on the file folder, you know, that little label, that should be a simple, basic, general name that everyone can easily remember. Where people go off course, as you said, anybody can put a file folder in a file drawer, but then they don't remember what they called it.
Right.
So a broad, general topic is your first way to start.
I'm so proud of myself when I put something away and then I'm able to go back and intuitively find what I thought I was looking for.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what I was looking for by thinking about how I would have filed it. And I'm so proud of myself when that happens. I just wish I were proud of myself more often.
Well, you know, too, and also, too, you may have your own personal filing system that no one uses but yourself. And anything idiosyncratic, little quirky, whatever, if it works for you as a mind association, fabulous. It's when more than one person uses a file system, however, that then you got to get into this thing. Well, does everybody understand? Is it retrieval for everyone? And let's talk for a moment about your filing tools. Of course, you need the folders and you need the labels, but you might want to think about getting hanging files. You know, those are the files that hang from the racks in your file drawers, and then you can use those for the broader categories and then drop into those the individual, you know, what we call manila files of the subcategories.
You know, something that's saved us a lot of filing space over the years
tell me.
Has been our computers.
Well, let's talk about that.
And I'll tell you, my computers, my hard drives, and especially the handiest, most effective organization tool for me, as a personal Jim Blassingame tool, has been my email.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Jim, because a lot of the people that I work with professionally are corporate managers and people in large corporations, and they tend to hate email. They tend to be overwhelmed by email. So I would be fascinated if you would tell me and us.
If you work for a major corporation, you're probably getting a whole lot of email that you're just copied on that you wind up having to read, but that really doesn't pertain to you.
Exactly.
And I'm not burdened with that. But I mean, I get a lot of email. But the main thing is I have learned how, with the click of my little finger on my mouse, to get to file my stuff. I'm a lot more organized in my desktop than I am on my desk.
Well, what's that distinction? Why is there that difference?
Because I can sit in one place and manage a lot of stuff without having to you know, go to a file cabinet or whatever. And so I'll give you an example. If you said to me, okay, Jim, I want you to, you know, here's somebody that I'd like for you to call, or you know, I'm going to give you my mailing address and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of writing it down when you give it to me, I'm going to say to you, Stephanie, would you do me a big favor? Mm-hmm. Would you send me that contact information in an email? Because see, if I have it in my email, it's in my BlackBerry. It's it's on my laptop. And I can get it whenever I want to, because I can go back and I'll go back and retrieve your email. See, I won't throw away that email. I'll keep it in a file, and that's how I keep up with things.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim. First of all, I think that in terms of the current information you're talking about, that makes an enormous amount of sense. Oh, and may I mention a handy dandy product, by the way, the USB flash memory drive.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a little doodad. It's, I swear, you can put it on your keychain.
Handiest thing in the world.
You can carry so many computer files around with you, and then wherever you're at a PC, you just put it in, stick it in, and you've got just so much material.
We use them all the time.
Well, and they're so cute. You know, I don't think this is exactly.
I don't use them because
so cute,
Stephanie. I don't use them because they're cute. I use them because they work.
I know.
but you know, Stephanie, whatever turns you on, you know, that's.
what can I tell you? I like cute little doodaddy things. You know, I'm a real sucker for that. But you know, Jim, let me ask you this further about filing on your computer. Let's say that the email, actual messages that you get from your listeners, your sponsors, whoever it might be, how do you file those? What's your secret on that?
Well, they're in an inbox. They're actually filed. I file them two different ways. I file them by month and by year. But sometimes I file them by name. For example, if you and I were doing a lot of business, and I wanted to keep up with it, I would transfer anything I got from you over to a Stephanie Winston mailbox.
Okay, all right. Okay.
See, and so then I could go back and I could retrieve that, and I can retrieve it for legal purposes, you know, as a record of our conversation.
Right.
The attachments would be there. I don't know how many times we have lost.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, we've lost a hard copy of something.
Yeah.
But we would be able to go back and recreate it, because remember, see, here's the cool thing. Remember what I said the very first time we worked together? I said that I'm a pack rat.
Right. I remember
that. You can be a pack rat with your email and make it work.
And you can be a pack rat efficiently, so that if you set up that mailbox or folder for these different categories, absolutely.
But if you're a pack rat out in the real world, it's a bigger mess. hold on to that thought, Stephanie. We're going to be right back. We're talking about filing, folks, and believe it or not, I think Stephanie's making it interesting. Ten till. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Stephanie Winston, and she is one of the top organizing experts in the world. She's written a number of books on the topic, including Getting Organized, which is a bestseller, and over 500,000 copies have been sold. Stephanie, tell us about the other books that you have available, where they're available, and how we can find out more about you.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for that opportunity, and as you mentioned, Getting Organized. We have a new edition just out in January, updated for the 21st century digital world. Then I have a book called The Organized Executive, which also might be very appropriate for our listening audience. But let me tell you about a third book that sounds a little off, you know, a little for a different audience, but it's not. And that is called Organized for Success. It was published about a year ago. Crown Business is the publisher. But you know what I did? I had the opportunity to interview some very senior executives the CEOs of large corporations, for example, Leonard Lauder, the chairman of the Estee Lauder companies, and people on that level. And what I was surprised to find, I really had not anticipated this, was the degree to which they are involved and concerned in their own personal organizing and that of the immediate people around them. You think, oh, they have fleets of secretaries and this and that and the other thing. They wouldn't even notice. But believe me, they do. And filing, what we're talking about today, interestingly enough, is one of their pet peeves.
Well, you know,
exactly what
well,
we're
you know
talking
why,
about.
You know why, don't you?
Why
because,
is that?
Because most of those people work on the weekend.
Well, you're
or at
right.
night, or at night, or during holidays, or when somebody's on vacation, and I know firsthand about that, and you want to be able to find what you need when nobody's there.
Well, exactly, that is such an important point, and they need to be able to put their fingertips immediately when they're alone. But it's so funny, you don't think of a real big time executive getting, you know, kind of exercised, as it were, about my file labels and they're color coded and this and that. It was kind of a treat. It was kind of funny. But so Organize for Success is a book for everyone to really take the advice and counsel and wisdom of these very senior
And those
people.
Are available at your website?
Actually not my own website, but at Amazon.com and also, of course, in your local, you know, big chain bookstore.
Stephanie Winston is the author, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's talk some more about filing and how we can get organized. Do you use email? Email client as an organizational tool?
I do, but in a lesser way than you are talking about, because I don't have as much occasion, so that my email is more basic. And I have a confession, I'm still more of a paper person, but don't tell anybody, okay?
Well,
I print out all my emails, so I have them on paper.
I'm more of a paper person than a lot of people I know. For example, my calendar, I don't keep my calendar on my PDA. A lot of people, which is pretty archaic, if you have a PDA, which I have one, I carry around a BlackBerry, but I don't keep my calendar on that. I keep it on paper.
Well, you know, Jim, this makes such an important point that we all want the same organizing outcome, but the road or the tools to organizing are so special and individual to us. And I'm with you. Well, of course, you can't go by me, but I know other very computer savvy people who have gone back to their paper calendars, such as, you know, the Franklin Planner. Oh, Jim, may I give our listeners our website one more time?
Sure, because I want them to be able to download this booklet.
Absolutely. Absolutely free. And the website is officedepot.com/getorganized, and it's Office Depot and my Office Makeover Guide.
Yeah, and it's a good one, folks. I have it right in front of me. Full color. It's beautiful. Got a lot of good stuff, a lot of good tips, and all you got to do is download it and print it out, and it's all free. OfficeDepot.com/getorganized.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Okay.
All right, thank you, and thank you for making that available. And, of course, we thank Office Depot as always. Okay, last thoughts. We've got about a minute.
Okay, here's the thing. Again, that filing, that's what we're concentrating on today, is a means of making your life so much simpler. Surefire strategies to find what you need, what you needed. It's like clearing the path of obstacles.
And I love something you said earlier, filing is not about storage.
It is about retrieval.
Say that again.
Filing is not about storage. It is about finding it again.
So when you're putting stuff up, folks, don't be proud of yourself because you got it off the table into a filing cabinet. You can only be proud of yourself if when you go get it, when you go look for that, you can find it easily. That's when you get to high five yourself, right? Right,
Stephanie? Absolutely.
Hey, give us. Do you have your own website you want to give us?
No, it's really my publisher's website,
okay.
randomhouse.com. And I'd love for them to go onto that website, too.
And don't forget officedepot.com/getorganized. Don't forget to download that free booklet. Thanks, Stephanie. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Stephanie Winston, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.